If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Join us on the line right now, Jake Tapper, who is the anchor of The Lead and State of the Union on CNN. And sounds like you got a pretty big shoe lined up for this weekend there, Jake.
Yep, Donald Trump will be joining us. I'm going to be going out to California and interview Mr. Trump and also Bernie Sanders, who is showing a very strong level of support in California just a few days before that state's big primary. So it should be a good show.
Yeah, it should be. And you just recently interviewed Hillary Clinton, and you asked a pretty good question. How come she's not doing any press conferences?
Well, she had talked about how accessible she was and how she had done something like 300 interviews. And I just noted that it hadn't been since December 4th, I believe, that she actually had a full-fledged press conference. And she said that she would fix that soon, or suggested she might. Her staff quibbles with the difference between a gaggle and a press conference, but I think a lot of reporters don't. I mean, a couple questions here and there is not the same thing as a full, formal hour-long or so event where you take questions from a number of reporters.
Yeah, I mean, in fact, I'm trying to remember the last press conference, and I think it may have been that one, the famous one where she, you know, talked about wiping her server, remember, and that didn't go very well for her. Jake, you've interviewed and been part of press conferences for years now, and I wonder, since there was such a brouhaha over Donald Trump's press conference, in fact, it was that day when you had Hillary Clinton on the phone to respond to the Trump press conference, as a reporter, as a journalist, would you rather have a raucous, maybe even insulting press conference at the hands of a candidate like Donald Trump, or would you rather have no access to a press conference for a candidate like Hillary Clinton?
Well, as a reporter, I'd like to have lots of access, and I'd like to have reporters treated with the respect that they and their questions.
Oh, well, see, now you're asking for way too much, Jay.
I don't think that should be too much to ask. I know that there's a level of animosity that we in the media enjoy, and that's part of it, but I don't think there's anything wrong with asking basic questions about millions of dollars that were raised for veterans charities. Where did the money go and how much was raised? Seems pretty basic to me.
You know, you say you want to see reporters treated with respect, and that takes me to my next question, because I follow
with
you
on the respect that we deserve.
That's right.
Reporters don't deserve any respect.
Well, look, one of the things that has been, I know, troubles you, because I follow you on Twitter and I saw you comment on it yesterday, has to do with what is being described sort of jokingly as Glitchgate over at the State Department, where they took out some video clips of a question that was sort of troubling for them, and then they said it was a glitch, but we knew instantly, anybody who looked at it, who's worked in television, knew instantly it wasn't a glitch, that it was done on purpose by somebody. And then yesterday they admitted that somebody had ordered that up, but they're not sure who it was. When you talk about reporters being treated with respect, one of the things we sort of count on in this town is that the people who provide information about our government are being honest brokers. And it seems that the State Department has not been in this matter.
Well, that looks like a completely cut and dried case of censorship. They took something that they didn't like and pretended it didn't happen, and cut it out of the video record of a press conference. And I'm going to be diving more into this today and talking about it on my show. But I believe what it was James Rosen, who's a great State Department reporter for Fox, had asked about, at the time when it was happening, secret conversations between the U.S. and Iran, and the spokesperson at the time denied it. And then later, after it was clear that it had happened, Rosen followed up and asked Jen Psaki, now the White House Communications Director, then the State Department spokesperson, about it. And Psaki said something along the lines of sometimes privacy is necessary, basically justifying a spokesperson misleading the public.
Mm-hmm.
If that's my interpretation.
That's right. I think that's fair.
Have a different interpretation. The Psaki excerpt was taken out of the record. And there's no excuse for that. And in fact, Jen Psaki herself was on Twitter yesterday saying that she did not have that done, and she made clear to me that she did not support it being done. So the question remains, who did it? I mean, the State Department spokesman now, former Admiral John Kirby, who was not part of the State Department at the time, came out yesterday and said that this acknowledged that this happened and that it wasn't a glitch. But it's a real problem. And, you know, people in the media whose personal leanings might sympathetic to President Obama and to President Obama's State Department should not let their personal bias get in the way of the fact that this is a true outrage, and if they allow and accept this happening today, then they cannot complain when, you know, hypothetically, President Trump and Secretary of State Amorosa do the same thing. You have to complain consistently.
Hold on. Do you know something we don't know? Will Amorosa be the Secretary of State?
Well, I was just reaching for straws. I mean, right. It's fine. You.
He was.
But you make a fine
Secretary
point,
State
though.
Wilson. Yeah,
oh, right. Absolutely. Brian Wilson has said, no, I was thinking Health and Human Services.
No.
We will make sure to tune in. It's going to be a great, as usual, State of the Union on CNN, Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump. Thanks, Jake.
I'm holding out, by the way, for Supreme Allied Commander, because I just think that's the coolest title ever.
I think that I, you know what, I'm going to start calling you that anyway.
All right. Thanks, Jake.
Thanks, Jake. I'll stick with you.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.